ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Pacific leaders and climate activists are joining delegates from around the world today, descending on the Spanish capital, Madrid, for the United Nations Global Climate Conference, known as COP25. Now, this year's meeting comes amid growing frustration that many governments around the world are not doing enough to tackle climate change. A new report, in fact, found that sea levels are at their highest ever and that global temperatures are continuing to climb. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, some attendees do remain hopeful that Pacific leaders will be able to influence the debate and push for more ambitious outcomes.
It was an ominous precursor to COP25, a massive uprising forced Chile to pull out of hosting duties before the International Climate Change Summit even began. But hopes are high for this year's conference. One of the aims is to finalise details of the Paris Agreement, made at the first COP meeting in 2015, that sets carbon emission targets for countries to follow in an effort to limit the increase of the global average temperature to 1.5 degrees Celsius. It comes as a new World Meteorological Organization report, released ahead of the summit, found that greenhouse gas levels in 2018 had yet again reached record highs. But consensus may be hard to reach. Speaking overnight in Madrid, the United Nations Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, was clearly frustrated.
According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we must limit global temperatures rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius, reach carbon neutrality by 2050, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% from 2010 levels by 2030. But let's be clear, until now, our efforts to reach these targets have been utterly inadequate.
Part of the challenge in reducing those emissions is the withdrawal of the United States. This may be their last time at COP, with their plans to pull out of the Paris Agreement by 2020. In a statement, the US government said its presence in Madrid was to simply protect US interests. Simon Bradshaw, Oxfam Australia's climate change specialist, says there is growing anger from the public.
The brute reality, unfortunately, is that the world collectively is not acting at anything like the pace that we need to see. And we obviously, in the Pacific, in many areas, the climate crisis is part of people's daily reality.
But he remains optimistic, particularly for the role Pacific nations can play in negotiations over the 2 weeks in Spain.
It was really because of the Pacific Island countries and other small island states, or large ocean states, as we prefer to say, that the Paris Agreement committed countries to limiting warming to 1.5 degrees. It's largely because of Pacific Island countries that we have a stronger focus now on the oceans and their role in the climate system. And I think we've seen some very inspiring leadership from the region, and I don't think the Pacific could have done any more to try and catalyze action from the rest of the world.
One of those Pacific representatives hoping to share their story at Madrid is Shivani Karan, a climate change activist from Project Survival Pacific, based in Fiji.
It's a personal connection, first of all, and the thing is that climate change is really affecting. There is a village nearby to my home where I have seen people, they have been highly affected with climate change, especially with sea level rise, because they are not able to get, at times, not enough fish has been caught. So that's one thing, because of the rising temperatures.
She is disappointed at the global response to the problem, but believes she can play an important education role.
It's just that we, the Pacific Island nations, we are mostly and highly vulnerable, and we need assistance from the big and the continental countries. We are the small island developing states. We are the nations which are mostly vulnerable to climate change. There are certain locations in Fiji and other places in the Pacific Islands. The relocations are actually taking place.
This year's meeting will also see a big push for countries to commit to funding for loss and damage caused by climate change. For Simon Bradshaw from Oxfam, it's these practical solutions offered that make the annual international meeting worthwhile.
So I think, unfortunately, we need to look at this with the appropriate level of cynicism and frustration, and it's understandable, obviously, that that's there in the Pacific in particular. But also, I think, not lose faith in just how important the advocacy from the region has been.